Sarta to Os Bays in the first mimer of Sphere Salmer. So he said last time, he said how the idea is that we're leaving Mitzrayim, and but we haven't fully left yet. Because we're trying to get cheres, we're trying to get freedom, but we don't get freedom. Ain ben chorin na lemisho es betorah. You can only be absolutely free once you get the Torah. So leaving Mitzrayim was just leaving the klipa of Egypt, of Paro, but you still weren't actually free until we get to Shavuot. So it's one long period in which we're trying to build up to that freedom. Okay. And that's why there's a simcha explicitly by Pesach. There is a mitzvah simcha, but it's not as explicit as it is by other modern. Okay. So there's two different ideas that are going on in Sfiras Omer. Ashlom is Yitzis Mitzrayim Kemshech LePesach. Okay, there's the completion of the Yitzis Mitzrayim, like a continuation of Pesach, like we explained. Al Yesod Mada Omer V'Sefer Divrei Moshe Al Mamar Kasu V'Lo Nacham Elokim L'Deret Eretz Pishtim. It says in the Pasuk that Hashem did not take them Derech the Plishtim, right? So first he took them around. Hashem, it says in the Pesukim that when Hashem was taking them out of Mitzrayim, so he didn't take them directly to the Plishtim because he was worried they were going to see the war there and then turn tail. And so therefore, instead, he took them a little bit of a circuitous route. But it says the words Nacham, lo Nacham Elohim. So the Sefer, Divrei Moshe, says, and the end of the puzzle says, V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael meretz Yisrael. And b'nei Yisrael left chamushim, which chamushim means several different pshatim. What he quotes here is that Rashi katav the tevet chamushim, haynu echad mechamisha, shirak chamishim b'nei Yisrael atzum Yisrael. Only one-fifth of b'nei Yisrael left Yisrael. So that's one of the pshatim that Rashi says. Amnam lefizeh kashet. According to this, it's difficult. Mazeh kashur the Rosh HaPasuk. Why is it in one pasuk here? It says Hashem did not want to take them to Eretz Plishtim, and B'nai Yisrael left Chamushim. What's the catch here? Hashem didn't want to take them to the Plishtim because of the war, and only one-fifth of B'nai Yisrael left Yisrael. Why is that? Like, what's the connection there? Why is that in the same pasuk? It doesn't seem to be connected. So therefore, he says, "Mevayer al Yisodam Uvav Sefer Sfarim Kedoshim Shinyan Yitzis Mitzrayim Niskar B'Torah Chamishim Pam." Wow. Okay, so in the Sfarim Akedoshim, GP, Shalom Aleichem. No one see this. Shalom to start our day. So he says, it says in the Sfarim Akedoshim that in the Indian of Yitzhak Mitzrayim is mentioned, how many times did you say? Don't you know already? How many times did you think it mentions Yitzhak Mitzrayim in the Torah? Back then with the Mitzrayim, how many times did it mention it as well? How many times? Under 10. What do you think? 15? 50. Yeah. 50 times. 50 times is mentioned in the Torah. Explicit. Because I'm Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim, things like that. 50 times it says it. A lot of times. Okay?
Every dog, every
tefillah. Also every tefillah, for sure, yeah. But here in the Pesukim of the Torah, it's 50 times mentioned. So he says, "Megam la'achar she'etzem Mitzrayim v'chinas achas v'chinas achas adai nisha levatzit or harbei ad chamishim pamim." So the Sfarim say, guys, listen to this. The Sfarim say that even after you left Mitzrayim once, you still are in Mitzrayim 49 times because there's 50 times that you left Mitzrayim in the Torah. It says in the Torah that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim 50 different times. It says that. Right? So, Pashup Shad, no specific, it's always referring back to that one event. So, but in the Sfarim HaKedoshim, they say that no, there's 50 different aspects of Mitzrayim that went out from. Each Pasuk is taking us out from another aspect of Mitzrayim. So, even if you leave Mitzrayim once, you still have 49 other klipas of Mitzrayim they need to get out. You need to shed those ideas of, internal klipas that we have that we need to get rid of. Every one is not enough, right?
Yeah, we're only on the 49th level.
That makes sense. There you go. No.
Like later, I'm saying. That's why it was 49th.
What? What was 49? We were on the 49th level of Tumah.
Yeah, and he took us out 50 times.
So he took us out 50 times to get us back to that same, right? Exactly. Yeah, that's what they're saying, 100%. And in these 50 different klipas that we just talked about, these 50 different seasons and times, are included in that all of the different midos in their general principles and in their details. And all of the different aspects of a person's personality is midos, is shayach to mitzvah mitzrayim. Oh, and that's what it means in the pasuk. V'chamishim alu, right? Chamishim alu. It says chamushim alu, but it means chamishim alu. That what? Shebeyom arishon shel pesach yatzu rak chelek echad mechamishim. That when they left Mitzrayim, they left only 1/50th at Mitzrayim. Shetzi is Mitzrayim. Below ayu ki im bevchinas echad minun. Just one from 50. Mitachlis ashlemus from the. Reaching the epitome of completion. And then they needed to go through another 49 days. And then they need to still go through another 49 yitzias to get to when they would be really completely free from Mitzrayim. That's what it means when it says in the pasuk that they left chamushim. That is giving the reason why that Hashem didn't take them directly to the Plishtim. Ke'amar, Hashem said, right? It says, oh, wow, this is great. Again, the pasuk says, Hashem didn't take them directly to the Plishtim because he was worried that they were going to see the war and they were going to turn tail and go back to Mitzrayim because Bnei Yisrael went up, Chamushim Eretz Yisrayim. So we were asking before, what's the catcher between these things? So now it all makes sense. He says, like, how could you even imagine that Bnei Yisrael would go back to Mitzrayim? They were scared to bottom of their lives in Mitzrayim. Why would they go back to Mitzrayim? What is Pasuk saying? They would go back to Mitzrayim because they see a war in Plishtim. They're going to go back to the murderers that tried to kill them? Why did that make sense? No. The Pasuk is telling us that they only left 1/50th from Mitzrayim. They didn't actually leave Mitzrayim yet. Only 1/50th did they leave. All right, already by Kriyas Yam Suf, it must have been more than that because it's already 7 days later, but okay. And they were still in the Shevet of Mitzrayim. Therefore, there is what to worry that maybe they're going to go back to Mitzrayim. I don't know if it means to say Mamish go back to the Eretz Mitzrayim, or it just means they're going to go back to the Klipa of Mitzrayim. They're going to still be part of, have that shell of Mitzrayim on them, and they're not going to shed it. And this is the idea of Sfiras HaOmer. It is the continuation of getting free of Mitzrayim. Every day we're going out another one of those 50. Another one of those 50. That's why there's 50 days, right? Until we get to Kabbalat HaTorah, where we are mamish first. That's why there's 49 days of Sfiras. And their job is to purify us from our shells, and mitimoseno from our tuma perish lemshich letzeis leelachetz mikol hachamishim adjigot shel tuma Mitzrayim, in order to get out of all of the 50 levels of Mitzrayim. Stop there. All right, guys, screw it. Stop there.